Have you seen the stag there now, Mrs.?
I haven't. I'm looking forward to seeing it, yeah.
That's the voice
really
of Amanda
good.
Fennelly, by the way, because it's the last big kind of event of the awards season. It's the only one that really matters, I suppose, to all those who work in the film industry. No, I'm not talking about the IFTAs. I'm talking about the Oscars. Because tomorrow night is Oscar night. The ceremony promises to be one of the more interesting of recent times because it's not entirely as predictable as it has been, maybe. Anyway, Amanda, tell us all about it, first of all. It really is a much more open race this year than in previous years, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is a very open race this year. There's not going to be one movie, I think, that's going to sweep the board. The awards are going to be, you know, doled out to a number of movies. And even the big four, like last year, I think there's a good chance that the big four of Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Picture and Director will all go to different movies. So it is exciting when it's not completely predictable, as there have been other years when you could have said in your sleep exactly who was going to win what. And the predictability, really, the reason why it's not as predictable as before is all those awards that are part of this award season that have come before have been kind of spread out a bit more than normal. So, for example, if you take Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Lawrence, people will have seen her win the BAFTA and the Golden Globe on TV. But Lupita Nyong'o, who's in 12 Years a Slave, she got the Screen Actress Guild Award, which people often see as a good indicator of where the Oscars are going to go with regard to the acting categories. And she also won the Broadcast Film Critics and Los Angeles Film Critics. So it's hard to tell between the two of them what way it might go. It could go either way. So that's a good battle to be looking at. And then even the Best Picture Race, which is the biggest award on the night, the last award on the night. Normally, by this stage, we kind of know what's going to win. But again, it's seen as a really close two-horse race between Gravity and 12 Years a Slave, with maybe American Hustle being a possible outside chance. And the reason for that is you have to have a simple majority in the votes for Best Picture, unlike some of the others. So, like here, where we have elections, you vote for number two and number three and so on of the list of nominees. So, a picture that might not necessarily get, you know, all the number ones but gets a lot of number twos or threes could end up winning the award. So they say it's fair because it shows more widespread support for the movie that eventually wins, but at the same time it might not be everybody's number one, which is interesting as well and makes it a lot harder to predict too.
Okay, well then, once you realise how daft the whole thing actually is, why has it gone from five movies for almost every year to about nine, isn't it?
It's nine this year.
Why not ten?
Well, that's the thing. They decide on, there can be up to 10. I think it's 10 is the maximum. And there can be anywhere from 5 to 10, depending on what the Academy believe is worthy of nomination. So that's the way it works out. But I know you don't like the all these Best Picture nominees.
It's all just a good big laugh. By the way, of the nominations, I've seen them all. And I wouldn't necessarily, but I'd go for Wolf of Wall Street myself.
Yeah, I loved Wolf of Wall Street.
It's so mad and over the top, and it just works on that level. And what is it about Oscars, or the Oscar people? They get so righteous and very important when it comes to, 12 Years a Slave, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I thought 12 Years a Slave was an excellent movie.
Brilliantly made.
It's a very good movie.
Now, move on.
and personally, I loved Gravity, but where I think Gravity, the thing about Gravity is I definitely think Best Director
will
probably go to Alfonso Cuarón.
By the way, I didn't love Gravity. Yeah. I thought Gravity was...
Yeah, I know you did.
Way too dodgy.
I like space movies, though, you see. So.
Fair enough. All right, okay. So you think it'll be between those two for the best movie. Okay, the six categories that people mostly talk about are actor, actress, supporting actress, and of course those two will be given very early in the night, the supporting ones, and then best movie and best director. Yeah. So let's take a look at actor first of all, because actor is really, where's that going?
This is the one, I think, this is the category or the award that most people are talking about this year. It's the one that's creating the most buzz out of all the awards, for the simple reason that it's very exciting because it looks like it's going to be either Leonardo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street or Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. And you know, Leo is probably regarded as the greatest actor of his generation who's still Oscarless. And Matthew McConaughey is the former, which we discussed on this program a few weeks ago, the former rom-com shirtless rom-com king, who's now the serious actor. And it's very interesting to see where it will go. I'm going to go out on a wing here and I'm going to say I think Matthew McConaughey will win.
I think he probably will, but I'd rather Leo.
I know you'd rather Leo. I actually would love to see Matthew McConaughey win, and the reason why I think that he would might get it over Leo, particularly at the moment, is the voting has been going on for the last few weeks.
That's a veritable tsunami.
Yeah. But the thing is, while the voting has been going on, Matthew McConaughey has been knocking it out of the park on a HBO series called True Detective, which started very recently on Sky Atlantic over here.
Hands up here. I've seen the first three.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't pick up in number four, I'm not going
any
further.
Do you not like it? Oh,
really,
I think it is fantastic.
We have to look at the two. Here they are, the two of them acting. Aren't they great? Move on.
But he will be in voters' minds definitely at the moment. They will be reminded of the fact that he is not who they thought he was, you know, being in something like this.
Well, Leo's all over the place too. He's always on a boat with scantily clad women in the south of France every day you open a newspaper.
Yeah, and that could be one reason why he's not getting the votes. But no, I mean, I would be happy to see either of them win it. I loved, absolutely loved Leo in Wolf of Wall Street. I thought he was amazing. And if he did end up winning it, I'd be delighted for him.
I think he has
more chance of winning again at another time, whereas I think this could be Matthew McConaughey's moment. I don't think he'll ever get another role like Dallas Buyers Club.
This is my moment. Yeah. Okay, so who else? Who are those two up against? Who are the other three?
Oh, and the best actor, Bruce Dern from Nebraska, and Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, who would have been
won the BAFTA.
Yes, and who would have been my early favourite for it until I saw the other two. And then Christian Bale for American Hustle. And can I just say, I think American Hustle is the most overrated movie of the awards.
Yeah, I can understand that. If you don't plug your head into the first 15 minutes or so, then you lose it all.
I think it looks great, but I just felt, I thought it meandered. I thought it was a bit of a mess story-wise and script-wise. And yes, there were some good performances from the actors, but it's all about a sting,
and the sting isn't stingy enough.
Yeah,
but anyway, I know
exactly
what you mean. Okay,
yeah.
Quickly, move on then. Let's go on to Best Director.
Best Director, well, I think
Gravity Man.
I think Gravity Man, Alfonso Cuarón, will get this for simply what he achieved with making that movie. I think it's like Life of Pi last year. I think people will recognise as a director what he's done, which means there is a chance maybe something like 12 Years a Slave could then end up capturing Best Picture, although I have a feeling Gravity might get it as well.
Okay, tell us about Best Actress.
Best Actress is a foregone conclusion.
Don't turn up, anybody, if your name is not Cate Blanchett.
If your name is not Cate Blanchett, there's no point.
Absolutely.
You know, wear a nice dress and start drinking early, because you're not going to have to make a speech.
Let's get into the funny ones then again. The Best Supportings.
Well, Best Supporting, like I said earlier, Lupita Nyong'o and Jennifer Lawrence are the two front runners for Best Supporting Actress, and I think it might go to Jennifer Lawrence. I would love to see Lupita win it. I think she does a fantastic job in 12 Years a Slave, and she's quite new to acting. Jennifer Lawrence has won before, but I think J-Lo, as she likes to be called, or J-Lo, she could end up winning it. I wouldn't be surprised
to see
that.
How about the actor, the Best Supporting
Actor? And again, kind of like Cate Blanchett, this seems to be a foregone conclusion. Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. Unfortunately, Michael Fassbender is up in that category as well. I don't think he stands a chance against Jared Leto. He was in Dallas Buyers Club. He played a transgender AIDS victim. It's the kind of role that the Academy usually love. And in fairness to him, he was fantastic in it.
Okay, and the other Irish one, by the way, besides Michael Fassbender, is of course you too.
Yes, for the best original song.
Now, I know they won the Golden Globes, but they really are up against the Frozen one, aren't they?
They are. I think Let It Go, the song from Frozen, will do it. They're all performing. You two are performing on the night. Idina Menzel for Let It Go, Karen O as well, and Pharrell Williams, they're all performing, and also performing are Pink and Bette Midler.
I saw that in the paper. What's that about?
I don't know, they haven't given any more details.
So the general thing then, getting away from the awards finally, what can we expect from the show this year in terms of the presentation?
Yeah, well, it's been presented by Ellen DeGeneres. It's her second time doing it. She's back, everyone's new favourite daytime presenter now that Oprah's gone off the air. Ellen is the one in front of the camera doing all the emceeing this year. It won't be quite the same as last year with Seth MacFarlane. He's a bit more out there than she is. She'd probably play it a bit more safe. And what's interesting about that is Seth MacFarlane actually really got the demo that the program makers were wanting. They wanted to kind of hit the 18 to 49 year olds, and he won that for them last year. So it'll be interesting to see how they do now this year with someone like Ellen out front. And the theme of the show was movie heroes, so expect a lot of different features celebrating movie heroes over the years.
Same way as I was with the orchestra only last week at the National Concert Hall. Movie heroes,
there you go. They're going to have stuff on The Wizard of Oz. They're going to have stuff on inspirational champions, superheroes in the movies, action heroes.
Okay,
all
Amanda Fennelly from this parish, will you stay up all night?
Well, I'll definitely be staying up for the red carpet on Sky Living and E. Whether I stay up for the actual awards, I'll see on my phone.
And highlights 2 hours, RT2 on Monday.
Highlights RT2 Monday night.
All right, okay, Amanda, thanks a million for driving.